Golden voiceovers in Bollywood cinema and television. Shoma A. Chatterjee. Voice is a golden gate to success in Bollywood cinema and television. Once upon a time, voice was very important for the radio. But with the rising popularity of television and cinema, voiceovers have turned money spinners for many in the entertainment industry in the country. But these artists prefer to remain invisible as much as they can, though they have very good star power in terms of demand, as the supply of good voice artists is not plentiful. Not many are aware of the fact that some excellent actors like Raghuveer Yadav is among the top 5 voiceover artists in the television and film industry in India. Om Puri too lent his golden honey voice to many television programs and also films. But actors, by and large, are not keen on letting this part of their role visible to their fans and to the mass audience. Many like Soumitra Chatterjee and Smita Patil began their careers as voice artists. While Chatterjee was a newsreader with All India Radio, Kolkata, Smita Patil began as a newsreader with Doordarshan, where Shyam Benegal discovered in her very mobile face and chose her for Bhumika. The rest, as the saying goes, is history. The voiceover is the artist who lends his or her voice as a narrator, promoter, announcer, or compere, who takes on the responsibility of a given program, film, television, serial, advertisement, of seeing it to success and fame in terms both of popularity as well as in terms of financial productivity for the producer of a given program. But we do not see him ever in person on screen. The idea on focusing on people who lend their voices to make a program come alive came to me when I read a brief interview of Atul Kapoor in a Bengali daily. He informs in an interview from Mumbai that he is the principal voice of Big Boss, which draws the maximum viewers across India and abroad for years together. No one ever sees him gracing the television screen, but he is the one who, with his wonderful practiced voice, creates and sustains the huge popularity of the program Big Boss, though Salman Khan is the face of the program. Atul Deshai actually directs the participants of Big Boss, and they must obey his commands to the last letter, failing which they might summarily thrown out of the program. How much does Atul Kapoor make for his work? I began lending my voice to Big Boss from the time it began in 2006, and though my voice does not happen right through the show, I sometimes need to take on the voice of the Big Boss himself, says Atul. He earns the spellbinding amount of rupees 50 lakhs per each season. Do your math and calculate how much he must have earned till now. But lending his voice to Big Boss is just half the story. He has lent his voice for many Hollywood films dubbed in Hindi. He is among the top 5 voice artists in India today. Voiceovers score higher on credibility, convey the message better as well as help engage the consumer, audience, listeners better than actors, models, celebrities who show their faces on screen. Piyush Mishra, Raghuveer Yadav, who is a trained singer, Sonia Nair, are the top names renowned for lending their voices to advertisements, television programs and films across the board. Advertising giant Piyush Pandey, however, lends his voice only to commercials produced by his own ad company, Ogilvy and Mather. He has given his voice to some of the best ad campaigns in India, such as Cadbury's Kuch Khaas Hai, Fevicol, Lagao Lagao or Sor Lagao, Asian Paints, Har Ghar Kuch Kehta Hai, and SBI Life Insurance ad. Repeat, Taki Rishton Ke Beech Duriya Na Aaye. Sonia Nair can deliver a sophisticated voiceover in English with ease and at the same time bring the earthy tones of Indian dialects. In commercials, she does both voiceovers and dubbing for actors such as Aishwarya Rai, Vidya Balan, Kajol, Kareena Kapoor, Shilpa Shetty, Preeti Zinta and Juhi Chawla. Voiceover is a production technique where a voice is recorded for off-screen use. It is mainly used to reference movies and televisions. But VoiceOver can also be used for telephone services along with other informational service. VoiceOver is popularly shortened to VO. Famous film stars are often called upon to dub the lines of the actors visible on screen who do not know the language of the film, or the director chooses to use a different voice instead of the performing actor's voice. Shah Rukh Khan dubbed for The Incredibles, the Hollywood film. Rajesh Khattar, not very much in demand as on-screen actor these days, is very much in demand for dubbing. He dubbed English to Hindi the dialogues of Hollywood actors Tom Hanks, Johnny Depp in Jack Sparrow, Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man, Hugh Jackman, The Rock, Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider, Lambert Wilson, Michael Fassbender, and many more. The father of all voiceovers in India is perhaps Harish Bhimani, who compared for decades. He began his career with television news anchoring on Bombay Television, from narrating the Mahabharata to the legendary playback singer Lata Mangeshkar's biography titled In Search of Lata Mangeshkar, Ajeeb Dasta Hai Ye, in 1995. Harish Bhimani is a writer, anchor, voiceover artist, on-screen person and documentary and corporate filmmaker. Recipient of the coveted President's Medal in the National Film Awards 2016 in the category of Voiceovers Narrations, he is the only anchor to have received a gold disc from HMV, the Gramophone Company of India. He is famous as the voice of Samai, the narrator in the B.R. Chopra's classic television series Mahabharata. His brother Kishore Bhimani was a famous sports journalist and cricket commentator. Hollywood films have been doing a lot of experiments with dubbing, and the idea is to go local, which is one of the most important factors why people have taken fancy to these films. If you have observed in dubbed films, there have been characters who spoke in Bhojpuri, Bengali or Punjabi dialect. For example, when Irfan Khan dubbed for Balu in The Jungle Book, he spoke Punjabi. Since the films are being dubbed by Bollywood actors and actresses, they add a touch of acting to their voice. They are great at acting through their voice as compared to other voice artists. Quips Deepak Dua, noted film critic and member of Film Critics Guild, adding, "It enhances the experience of the audience who are like to watch these films in Hindi, resulting in more number of people watching the dubbed films." According to Amit Pandey, scriptwriter for animation cartoon shows for channels like Disney and Cartoon Network, feel that since voices are unforgettable, distinctive and recognizable, when our favorite superstars are dubbing for Hollywood movies, one tends to connect with the character in a special way. He adds, whether it is a creative call or a marketing gimmick to garner thousands of footfall in the cinemas, I'm not sure. However, the fact is that the celebrity voices in non-Hindi films have become integral in positioning the film rightly in the competitive market of today. The sole reason for hiring Bollywood stars to voice the Hollywood movies is encashing on their popularity. It surely helps to carry an English film, be it a high-octane action flick or a children's animated film, to the audience in Tier 1, Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities and towns.